Coming up in this podcast, Biltong collapse, election promises, Richard Court and Rob Bransby, and WA's professions.
Welcome to Mark My Words, the weekly podcast from Business News, with Mark Pownall and Mark Beyer discussing the important business news and data stories from Western Australia.
Hi, I'm Mark Pownall.
And I'm Mark Beyer. Now, one of the big stories over the past couple of weeks has been the collapse of the building and construction company Biltong. And it's emerged this week that there's a new entity associated with Biltong that's come out of the woodworks. Dan Wilkie's reported on that. What can you tell us about that, Mark?
Yeah, Dan's done a lot of work on Biltong. This is one of those big stories. There's an associated collapse from the middle of 2015, Free Life Homes, which are very similar, a bit bigger than Biltong, but they have some similarities. And so Dan's been digging through the many, many creditors, bits of information creditors get. He's been getting a lot of information from some people who've been left owed a lot of money. And, of course, we've been doing our own digging around various ASIC reports and the like. So what he's found is there is some people who were previously associated with Biltong appear to have taken over one of a Biltong entity, changed its name to a thing called Buildplex, and they're now casting around the industry trying to get people to quote on subcontracting work to finish off a couple of the larger development projects that Biltong had. So they had, as well as building houses, and there's about nearly 100 houses that are left unfinished out of this, they also were building some apartments and had 5 or 6 reasonable apartment projects going. So these people are trying to bid on too. Now, from what I can see, they're claiming they weren't directors in any way, shape or form of Biltong or any Biltong entities prior to it. So they would probably say, well, we're just employees and we've taken over some vehicle and we're out there trying to, finish some work or take advantage of whatever the opportunities are when a company collapses. And I guess in the end, it's whether or not that passes a sniff test. And you'd think that given some of the information's coming from some annoyed creditors, suspect that perhaps it doesn't pass the test in their eyes. So we'll see from here. And I have to say, there is already a company called Buildplex out there, and the guy behind that says he has nothing to do with this Buildplex. So that's another part of murking the waters out there. Anyway, there's a lot to this story, Mark. There is an enormous amount to this story, and we're not going to let it go. So Dan's keeping busy on that one.
Okay.
Now, Mark, the state election has begun in earnest. Sorry, state election campaign has begun in earnest. What are some of the big promises from the past week or so?
Well, I thought there were two really significant developments this week. One was Treasurer Mike Nahan came out at a business lunch and said that if the mining tax or $5 a tonne levy that Brendan Grylls wants to put on the big iron ore miners gets proposed by a future Liberal government, he will resign as Treasurer. So that's marking out his position very, very clearly. And against a backdrop where Brendan Grylls has been saying Colin Barnett will roll over if they get re-elected and that he'll come around and support this just like he did with royalties for regions. So, yeah, setting up for a bit of lively debate should the Liberals regain power. And then the other one that came out, Treasury put out their update on the state's finances. Things are even worse than we'd thought. State debt now tipped to peak at $41 billion. Despite this, all the major parties are out there promising freeway extensions, railway lines, marina developments up at Ocean Reef. So the traditional campaigning doesn't stop, despite this very challenging fiscal backdrop for the state. And, you know, I'm intrigued even where people say, look, we've made savings on other projects, therefore we can afford to build something new. Well, hang on, why don't we use those savings to pay down the debt, reduce the deficit? So, you know, everyone knows we've got this problem, but the traditional campaigning cycle hasn't changed. So the day of reckoning is still to come. Whoever wins government is going to face some really tough choices.
Yeah, right. So, you know, it's interesting, isn't it? Massive debt position, but lots and lots of promises. And I guess, you know, well, last election we saw lots of promises made and then lots of them broken. So perhaps the same again.
Yep.
Now, Mark, we've spoken to some prominent people this week or so about their career changes. First, Peter Kennedy interviewed our new ambassador to Japan, Richard Court.
Yeah, so that was a somewhat of a surprise when that was announced late last year, that he'd be moving to Tokyo. But I think very well credentialed. He had 8 years as WA Premier. He's been engaged with the business community, particularly around the Asian region. And I think everyone would accept he's well-placed for that role. Indeed, you might say he's now got the maturity and the experience that would make him a very good premier, in contrast to many other people who've burnt out at a young age. He's talking about the opportunity for joint ventures, where Australian businesses and groups can partner with people up in Japan and get deeper penetration into that market. So an interesting read there. His thoughts, and it'll be good to see how he goes. And then somebody that you've spoken to is Rob Bransby, who's moving on from HBF.
Yes, well, listeners might remember in late 2015, big surprise news was that Rob Bransby was leaving HBF to become the head of Perth Racing. Now, as it turns out, that was a premature announcement, and he said he actually hadn't really nailed that idea down when it got out, and by the time he kind of got back to discussing it with HBF, found that there was a much bigger job, and they asked him to stay on. So he ended up staying on for 2016. Look, talking to him, it's quite fascinating that he even kind of dallied with the idea of going to Perth Racing. He loves racing and he breeds horses, so I get that passion. But speaking to him today, this week, he is very, very passionate about health insurance. And it's just surprising to think that he would ever have left it. He's got himself in a very interesting position. He's on the board of the federal government's Digital Health Agency, which is very much about trying to bring all these records that we all have and on our health into one place so that we, as a consumer, allegedly can control them, but more importantly, that anyone we provide them to can see what's really going on with us. And he's very, very passionate that that will be a great thing for everybody involved, from the government to the health insurers to the consumers and all the practitioners in between. He's also on a bunch of other boards like Synergy and the Insurance Commission of WA, and he's on some private or listed company boards as well. Craig Mostyn being one that he's just joined. So he's keeping pretty busy, but he says community side is what he's into. And if you look at the boards he's on, they're very community orientated in the main, and he wants to push on with his interest in health. So I found that really fascinating to see that someone can flirt with something and then come back to, you know, I think it's almost helped him really define what his real passion is, which is much more aligned to HBF and the CEO position he's held for around a decade. So pretty good. Now, Mark, you've looked at the legal sector for this week's feature on professions.
Yeah, a bit of an in-depth look at how much has changed in the legal profession in Western Australia. And I'm amazed that what we might think of as a mature, well-established industry, it's been through phenomenal change over the past decade, and particularly the last 5 years. Yeah, we had the big influx of global firms. We've also, it's been less attention drawn to it, but lots of big East Coast firms have expanded into Western Australia. Against a backdrop of a slowing economy and some big technological changes. So one of the some of the firms have struggled, including some of the big global firms. They've had to downsize very substantially. Ashurst is the prime example. Others have really redefined their business or the way they look at it. So I spoke to Tony Joyner at Herbert Smith Freehills. He said that about a third of his partners now generate 50% of their fees outside Western Australia. So they're now exporting their skills and expertise in projects and resources and so on, working in Egypt, Russia, East Coast, all around the world. I've also spoken to some of the national firms that have expanded from the East Coast into Western Australia, HWL Ebsworth, Spark Hillmore, Hall and Wilcox, building up a strong base here. And then I think in a way most interesting, amidst all the changes, there's one group in Perth, Jackson McDonald. Yeah, they were a market leader. They've stood apart from all these changes. They're still an independent, Perth-based, Perth-focused partnership. They're now Perth's second largest law firm. They're feeling very comfortable with their position. All these alliances and global moves and national link-ups, they're saying, we're doing very nicely as an independent Perth partnership. That's our strength. So, you know, I found it really fascinating, as I say, huge amounts of change in that industry, and I'll be really keen to see how it pans out in future.
No, I think it's fascinating, and I have to add that in looking at what you've written, I know you're very focused on that top 20 or so, but the number of firms even that are much, much smaller than that, that now have a new name and some connection to the US or the East Coast that didn't exist before, it's remarkable, and it is a major change, and I really appreciate how you've dragged all that out. And it's going to be a good read. And there's also some additional material on the accounting firm, so have a look at that as well. And don't forget to look for our updated list, 111 law firms and 94 leading accounting firms in our B&IQ search engine. Contact our subscriptions department for a test run. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Mark My Words with Mark Pownall and Mark Beyer from Business News. For more information, please go to businessnews.com.au/podcasts. And to receive these regularly, search for Business News WA in iTunes or SoundCloud.